Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody?
Woo!
Happy.
Woo!
Ben, I didn't even ask Ben. Ben did this on his own. Ben, good job. Good job, Ben Geary. It's draft day.
It's draft day, and it's Astros back to the beginning day. If you were one of those people in 2013 who knew that the Astros were just about a couple years away from turning the corner, then this is the year for you because we've moved it back. Remember, we had been saying this is the worst record since 2014?
Right.
Ah, oh, we're going back in time. Worst record since 2013.
2013 now, huh? Wow.
Just this with many, many, many fewer excuses and a much larger payroll. Think about that. What was the payroll in 2013? Like $47 million?
No. In 2013, I'll tell you what it was. Welcome in, everybody, by the way. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. Draft day, and we're going to get to the draft in a second. It was $18 million.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to give you two factoids here on this. Bud Norris was the highest paid player at $3 million a year.
Hell yeah, player rep.
That's how much they stripped it down.
Yeah.
Player rep.
Remember Bud Norris chiming in on CBA stuff? You're like, all right,
he's going to show up on Fox News at some point. I just know it. The other one was that the total payroll of the Astros was like what Alex Rodriguez made in like 2.5 months or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
It was crazy. That's how you tank, man. That's how you strip down.
He had an excuse back then. I'm looking up and looking at Todd Callis and Jeff Blum with his his winter hat, cap on.
The replay of last night's game, the Astros lose last night to the Cubs, in case you're wondering.
That stupid stadium.
They're 7-18. I do too. And I used to have partial season tickets to it in Wrigley.
In the friendly confines, my ass.
Yeah. The replay of the Astros Cubs game is on the TV here in studio, and it's the beginning of the game. They kick it off at 6 a.m. every morning. And Blum has on like a stocking cap and a sport coat. Callis has a sport coat. I was really cold in Chicago last
40
night.
40 degrees.
By the end of the game, they both looked like Nanuka the North. They had vests on. You know, Callis has a hat on too. You know, it was funny.
Altuve looked like he was either skiing the mountains or robbing a bank or whatever. Yep. It was cold. But as it goes this year, the cold affected both teams. The manual dexterity was not there, but it affected the Astros more than the opponent.
And it got worse as the night went on. I took the over last night in the game. It was only 7.5 runs. I'm like, Eric Gedde can give up 7.5 runs himself. I'm taking the over in this game. It was 4-2 after like the second inning, and I'm like, oh, I'm set. They'll score 2 more runs.
Right.
Nope. Sean Dubin turns into the ace middle reliever. Ryan Presley, the one appearance Ryan Presley has where he looks like what they thought they were getting in Josh Hader.
It feels, honestly, if you erase the names and you watch this season, it feels a lot like 2013 or 2014 where you're you're grasping for straws in terms of, well, you know what? This Arrighetti kid,
yes,
hey, sure, dude. He got shelled in the first inning, but then, man, threw a boatload of strikeouts. Here we go.
That's the first thing I wrote down in my notes. I said, I'm watching that game, and they take Spencer Arrighetti out. He goes 3 2/3. He gives up 4 earned runs. So he has an ERA in this game of over 10. And there's not a single person on the broadcast who isn't touting the 2 or 3 little things they liked about Spencer Arrighetti. I'm like, right. What are we doing? You're supposed to be, you guys are third on the odds for the World Series, and the first thing we're bringing up is hey, he did strike out 7 guys. He made some good pitches.
It's not as bad as you might think.
Hey, freaking kidding
here
me.
We go. Oh, let's just reset all the expectations. I was thinking about that in terms of just, you know, the energy or lack thereof and everything else. It happens when you're losing. I mean, it always... In any sport, it always feels like, oh, these guys just aren't fiery enough. When if they were fiery as they were losing, you'd think that they weren't taking it seriously enough. Right. It's just that you're stuck in that trap of suck. But there is that element where, man, okay, back in 2014 with Club Astros and everything, it at least it was a team that didn't have anything to lose and very, very low expectations.
Yeah.
And it had George Springer.
Yeah, they're young. The guys you liked were all like in their early 20s.
It is almost at a point, though, where you got to start really celebrating the little crap. Maybe it's the broadcast's approach might be right for it.
I'm not here for it. You got to get
back to square one.
I got to take up tennis or golf or something.
Third highest paid team in baseball.
Brutal.
Third highest paid. Hey, but Bregman's in the two hole again. So that's another thing. Well, people are giving a spot of credit for moving Bregman up to the two hole without mentioning the fact that he was the cleanup hitter for a large stretch of this awful season.
Rubbing two sticks together right now. Hey Ben, cue the music up again. All right, we got.
Oh, sorry, Sean.
No, that's okay.
Did I buzzkill you?
No.
Are you blaming me for the Astros' faults?
I'm not blaming you for anything.
Is this my childhood again? Am I being blamed for stuff my brother did?
Nope.
What the hell?
Nope. It's draft day, man.
Let's think about positivity.
Positivity. What is your? The Texans don't have a pick tonight. The coverage will begin at 6:00. Texans All Access. The coverage is all day long on the draft here, if we're being honest. But the actual draft itself, John Harris, Mark Vandermeer, Andre Ware, they're on that tonight. Even though the Texans do not have a pick in the first round, you, my friend, will be on the coverage tomorrow night live from the draft party with Mark and John. And then I'll be on with Johnny at 11 a.m. on Saturday for day 3 with Cecil Shorts. So in a draft where the Texans don't have a first-round pick, what is your excitement level for tonight's first round?
My excitement level for tonight, I'm going to do one thing before I tell you, and it's I'm looking at Daniel Jeremiah's final mock draft.
Oh, yeah,
because remember last year he was the one that called the Texans taking Stroud and then trading up for Will Anderson.
Oh, yeah, I sought it out last night,
so too. I just Control-F'd Texans on Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft, and he does not have any mention of them at all.
Nope.
So there's no trades up into the first round, according to Daniel Jeremiah.
He had the Will Anderson trade last year.
Yes.
So.
So the biggest thing I would hope for, honestly, is an unexpected slide of a position group.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that would mostly be defensive tackles. Yeah. Or wide receivers.
Okay.
Now, wide receiver, I'm a little torn on because I don't know how to feel if it ends up being somebody that you didn't think was going to be available, like an Xavier Worthy or somebody at the top of the second round, or that might be. I don't know if it's not something I'm going to be able to enjoy immediately.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like your baseball team drafting a pitcher.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, cool. We'll open this up in 2 or 3 or 4 years.
Right.
So I'm hoping for a defensive tackle if all of them slide. And they get the pick. And I like a lot of these defensive tackles. But if they get the pick of whomever they want, because like all these defensive tackles have slid down into the second round other than maybe Byron Murphy, I'd be really excited about that.
Byron Murphy. That dream seems to have ended. Byron Murphy, and it's all smoke right now, so who the hell knows. But like of all the smoke that's out there about defensive tackles, the one big plume of smoke is that Byron Murphy might be a top 10 pick in this draft.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about him maybe going to Atlanta at 8 or Chicago at 9 now is what I've seen.
Daniel Jeremiah's got him going 18th to the Bengals.
Okay.
This is where it's tough is there's so many really good offensive players that you just don't know, A, what's going to happen to all the quarterbacks if they're going to push some of the offensive players down. I'm having a really hard time thinking that the most aggressive projections about multiple quarterbacks being taken high are going to come true. Well, I think there's too many good wide receivers to where at some point you're like, all right, do I really feel this way about Bo Nix compared to a guy that I feel awesome about at wide receiver?
If we're using Jeremiah as sort of a barometer on this, though, I looked at his draft last night, too. He's got six quarterbacks going in the top 22 picks.
Yeah, yeah. That's not overly aggressive. I'm thinking about some of the people that are speculating that there might be six.
First four are going to be quarterbacks. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I would say, like, if I were giving advice to Texan fans tonight, as far as the first round goes, my first bit of advice would be enjoy it. Enjoy that you have a team that you're not watching this going, we're desperate for this guy, we're desperate for that guy, and we can't get any of these guys because our two-headed GM traded all of our draft capital. So you can, this is the last few times the Texans haven't had a first round pick, and it's been fairly frequent. Honestly, over the last 6-7 years, 2018, 2020, 2021, particularly those 2020 and 2021 drafts, it was really hard to enjoy those because they had so few picks and they had no picks in the first. Hell, Nick Caserio's draft, they didn't pick till the third round.
Yeah.
It was hard to enjoy because you didn't.
And then he took Davis Mills.
And he took Davis Mills. What is up with that? So it was hard to enjoy that. This is one where I can sit back in this first round knowing full well you got 2 second round picks, a third round pick, and you got a ton of draft capital on day three to maneuver if you want to, or to actually select players if you want to on day three. My advice to Texan fans would be enjoy the fact that you're not desperate as you're watching this first round. And then I would say, Seth, like around pick 20 is when I would turn the Caserio alert on, I would say.
Right.
Like if something really tasty dropped down to about 20, I don't think he's going to be afraid to move up and go get it if he feels that can make them a better football team this year.
And depending on what's available, you know. I don't think he's going to be able to trade back up for the same price that he traded down with, per se. Mm-hmm. Maybe he will, maybe he won't.
Once the draft clock starts, the value chart changes, you know, because you get multiple bidders going, and you only have 10 minutes to figure it out.
So I guess, from the big picture, stand back and know that there's a million different permutations of what could happen. Mm-hmm. If you start seeing a certain position slide down, I would say defensive tackle, cornerback. If you start hearing talk about, wow, we thought there'd be more of these guys gone by this point. Tight end won't be that. I don't think Bowers is really the only guy worth getting excited about in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
So really, it's a lot of the defensive stuff. The interior offensive lineman, that it doesn't really start until the second and third round anyway. So the more I think about possible scenarios, the more I realize why Nick traded back. Yeah. They really address a lot of the stuff that they wanted to in free agency. But then a lot of the spots where we still have question marks about, it looks like the strength of the draft is going to be the second round and later.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I think Nick probably feels better about the competition of Okuda and Henderson at cornerback right now than perhaps we do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's got a super, super keen eye on them. But again, that is a position that if fewer than expected get drafted into the first round, then yeah, he might start thinking about pouncing up into the back half of the first round.
It's gonna be fun, man. And I think that's kind of that's the lens I'll be watching it through, is just hoping with each pick, hoping it's not a guy that would be on the radar for the Texans.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad way to watch it tonight. It's fairly stress-free. Celebrate. You got a good football team, Houston. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. It is draft day. We're gonna be heavy on the draft today. That said, in the next segment, we will relive the first night of the draft last year, which was absolutely franchise transforming for the Houston Texans. But Mike Florio wrote about the little Titans Texans flap that arose in this studio the other day.
Yeah.
He wrote about this yesterday. We will look at this through the lens of Florio. Did Florio go HOA Florio at all on the Titans Texans Hannah McNair kerfuffle from a couple of days ago? We'll take a look at that coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.